This is Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. Come around to
my way of thinking. Oh, let's do it with Reed Family Wellness. Take back your health on Ask the Expert. Hello, Dr. Chris, Dr. Shane, Dr. Sean.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Joey.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
What a beautiful day out there.
Yeah, it's about time. Yeah. Looking at the weekend ahead. It's supposed to be in like the mid-50s on Saturday.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm excited.
I just told my wife today, I'm like, guess what? It's golf season again.
I, on the other hand, have a ton of leaves that are still sitting in my yard that need to be dealt with. Yeah. I mentioned to Dr. Shea that her and my son Nolan will be somehow helping me with that today.
Or always not
today,
a joy.
But over the weekend.
Always something to be done.
Yes.
So for any listener out there who's never heard our show, we always like to start with our mission statement. And at Reed Family Wellness, our goal in practice is to help as many people as we can get healthy and stay healthy by natural means. And that means no medications, no surgeries. We don't prescribe them. We're not into them. And we try and help people stay away from them at all costs. It doesn't mean that there won't be time and a place for them. But if we can help you be as healthy as possible without them, then we're doing our job. And that's what we're all about at Reed Family Wellness.
And also, we want to bring the power of the brain and body and the chiropractic treatment and how it affects that brain and body literally into every household. There are so many people out there who, number one, are afraid of chiropractic because they've heard different stories or they don't want to hear their spine pop or anything like that. There are a lot of different ways to work on the body, but the power of the body is amazing, and that's what we want to help to get, why we want to get this in every household, because it's amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of people, and for listeners out there that don't know anything about chiropractic, what we like people to understand is we're not miracle workers. We're not ultimately healing you. You're healing you. Like Dr. Chris just said, it is all about the power of the body. And as you guys know from listening to the show, we focus on stress. We focus on the three main stressors are physical, chemical, and mental, emotional. When you start to alleviate stress from your body, guess what? Your body starts to function the way it was designed. And when it's functioning the way it's designed, you heal on your own. So as much as we want to take the credit for, you know, the awesome things that we see take place in our office, it's not our hands doing, you know, doing the healing.
We open the doors to your God-given ability to be healthy. You know, while we're on the topic of talking about this, I wanted to just take a moment today. Both, you know, Dr. Sean and Dr. Shea and myself would like to give thanks. And firstly, in all, you know, seriousness to our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sanctifier, who opened this door for us to bring you the truth about health. We also wanted to thank Kelly here at WTEX, the Girl of Known Radio. She opened that door even more so that allowed us to do this program, which we are very happy to do. We love to educate people. Thanks to Joey and all the people here who support this program, and to you, the listeners. You're helping us to change the health of our world for the better, one body and brain at a time. And again, what we want is we want to get this information out to the world, because we are powerful and you are powerful beyond your understanding. So get it out there, share it with your friends, and let them know what we're doing while we're doing it.
Yeah, and anybody who listens to this program and enjoys it, like Dr. Chris said, you know, definitely tell your friends and family about it. If people don't have access to the radio, I mean, you can listen to it through the internet live. We also have a Facebook page that we post every episode in a podcast form after the fact. So, you know, for those of you that don't want to listen to commercials, 20 minutes of the show is definitely commercials. And that podcast form is a 40-minute condensed version of what we talk about on here. So once again, if you guys ever hear any episodes that you like and want to re-listen to them or share them with family, Facebook, you can, you know, like the link, share it. Whatever you'd like to do. Like I said, we just want to get the word out. And there's a lot of things as far as health is concerned that people just aren't aware of. And the more that we can get information out there, the more people that we can help. And that's what we're all about. That's what we want to do.
We're going to talk about a few stories today that just have come up in the last couple of days that are good stories. We decided to keep things light today and stay on some good subjects and talk about some successes we've had.
I'm going to start with one. I always say this, as any of you who've listened to the show before know, we have a weight loss program in our office. I generally do a lot of the weight loss stuff on Tuesdays. So yesterday was our weight loss day, and we had a client in, and she was just giving me so much information, like just material for today, because I was talking to her, and she just had, I mean, first of all, her attitude was amazing, but what she was telling me was things that I wanted to share with you, you know, listeners today, because it's powerful and it's true, and it's as easy as exactly what she was saying. So she's in the maintenance part of the weight loss program right now, which means that she's lost the weight that she wanted to lose, and she's still popping in periodically, pretty much as a checkup. You know, how are you doing? You staying on board? If you're not, it's almost kind of like a coaching session, really. She met her goal, and she actually even exceeded a little, which is awesome. She's kind of getting to that weight where like her body's comfortable there. She probably won't lose much more, but you know, she's at a weight that she just told me that she hasn't been at since her wedding, which is 33 years ago, which, you know, that's pretty darn impressive. And when she said that, I was like, well, good for you. You know, she earned it. She worked really hard for it. So I like to hear that. But what she also told me, and she put it just as simply as this, she said, the craziest thing about this program and the success that I've had, she goes, I took two bad habits and I turned them into two good habits. That's it. She goes, I ate poorly and I didn't move. She's like, I go to work and I come home and I didn't move after work, which is, you know, it's understandable. A lot of people don't have the desire at their, you know, the end of a long day of work to go out and do more. But what she did is she started eating well, and she started off, you know, she slowly started walking, but now she walks up to 6 times a week. And those two things have just literally changed her whole life, so much so that she said to me, and this, I mean, I kind of laughed about it because I was like, you don't need to feel this way. But she said, I feel guilty. I'm like, why do you, like, what would make you feel guilty? And she said, because I feel so good that it makes me feel bad that other people don't feel as good as I do. And I'm like, what? Which I told her, I'm like, hey, that's awesome. And I said, use that as fuel to, you know, share the word, let people know that, you know, I've done it. And you can too. And you know, when people, and I told her, you know, I'm going to try and get her on the radio show to talk about it sometime. She's been a little bashful about it, but it's one of those things when you can get that first person account, it's powerful, and people connect to it. And you know, a lot of people out there are like, you know, that's not me. I don't think I can do that. But
do you run in that to that a lot? People going, there's no way I could do that. There's just no way I could do that.
Absolutely.
You know, not just it, but in general, just people's thought perception. And I analyze this stuff all the time because I've been doing this for literally a quarter of a century. And I analyze and I think and I try to, you know, how can I help people? But and this kind of gets to be a little heavy, but people just have been conditioned to think so negatively. And I just had this conversation with a woman this morning, and she said, oh, you know, I was just feeling this weird sensation in my chest. And I said, okay. And I said, and this is one of the things that you have problems with, that we all do as human beings. We feel something, and our immediate reaction in our brain is, oh my God, what's wrong with me?
Cancer.
It's the worst thing ever, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that just beginning to break that pattern is such a big deal. And it's hugely important for someone wanting to get healthy.
Absolutely. I mean, and it is, it's a mindset. And so, you know, yeah, the first thing you got to do is tell yourself you can do it. Like I, you know, said with this specific client, I any person that sits down to do our program, I first find out what is your motivation level, because if it's low, generally we won't take you, because we want people to have success. We don't want people to waste their time and money. And so that desire has to be high. You have to want to be well. You have to want to, you know, really get on board and stick to it, because that's the only way that you're going to have success. Before we move on from this, I want to say one last thing for her, just because, like I said, she gave me so much material. She was telling me that they had a family friend that lives out of the country that was in town. Her and her husband went out to eat with him, and while she was in the bathroom, the gentleman said to her husband, you know, like, obviously, you know, she looks a lot better. She's a lot thinner. She looks, you know, she looked good. But he said more than that, that she looked happy, vibrant, and healthy. And like I always tell people, you know, losing weight is an admirable thing, but why? And when you realize, you know, the effects it can have overall, you know, just the way that she presented herself night and day, so much so this person hadn't seen her in a year, and they're like, she's a totally different person. She's like, and that's how I feel. Like, that's awesome. That's, I said, it's perfect material that I could bring on the show today and talk about, because it's relatable. And anybody out there who doesn't think they can do it, guess what? You can. You just got to want it enough.
If you have a question, 753-1240. That is the number this afternoon. This is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness on Ask the Expert.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Baby, I feel good. From the moment I rise, feel good from morning.
This is Take Back Your Health on Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness. And guys, we have a phone call. Vanessa is on the line. Hi, Vanessa. What's your question today?
Hey, Vanessa.
Hi. I wanted to know, what is the significance, or is there a significance, of water intake in fighting disease, or like when you have an active chronic condition? Is there a danger of having too much water?
That's a good question. You know what? I've always heard, try not to go over 100 ounces a day as a rule, but some people do more than that. The general rule of thumb, excuse me, that I've been hearing in nutrition seminars over the past 5 years at least, has been half your body weight in ounces a day, which for me, I weigh about 200, so I need to get about 100 ounces a day, which is quite a bit of water, actually. And the thing that people need to know about water, we've discussed this on our program before, almost 70% of your body is water. And this is why it's so crucial to hydrate all day long. Another thing it does is, another one that is great for your whole body, but it's to realize it's a flushing, it's a cleansing thing. And it helps to flush toxins out of your body. It helps, you know, to keep you regulated with bowel movements. And I'm trying not to talk about that today since we talk about it so much. But it's a way of cleansing the body.
One condition that I know, just because I'm seeing somebody on it right now, that you're not supposed to drink much water is dialysis, which not had dialysis patients before, because we always talk to patients in the office about how huge water intake is. It's just standard. You should, you know, consume water. To say that it necessarily fights specific diseases, I'm sure there's not a whole lot out there on it, but just for the health of the body, hydration is huge. To which I found, talking to the dialysis patient, they are not supposed to drink much water.
Something else I want to say about that is escaping my mind right now, but with just water in general. I know what I want to say. We've said on the program before that I also learned in the seminar that when you drink water, don't guzzle it. Take a couple sips at a time, and literally do that all day long. The analogy was this that they gave in the seminar, that the body is like clay. And if you know what clay is, if you pour water over clay, it runs off. But if you drip water onto clay, it absorbs. And that's kind of how we want to treat our body when we're drinking water. You don't just guzzle it down.
Vanessa, did that get to the crux of your question there?
That was perfect. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And we're mostly not getting enough water, right? Most of us.
I check people for dehydration. I get that positive response all the time. Yeah. And I just say to them, hey, you know what? You can really, we mentioned this before, if you do nothing more than increase your water, you're going to help your health and you're going to feel it. And you're going to feel the benefits. And it's just a simple thing as increasing your water intake.
Yeah, and the thing that I always find funny, I've always been the type, there's not many things I don't like, you know, food-wise, drink-wise. Like, I like a lot of things. But I've also found that if there's things that I know are good for me that I don't necessarily right off the bat, I eat them or drink them or do whatever until I like them. And you can learn to like anything. But I always find it funny when I talk to patients about drinking water, they're like, I don't like water. It doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's not much taste.
No, but it's like, I remember once upon a time, you know, it's like, yes, it's not as tasty as
a soda
or something, but you know, it's better for you. And the more you drink it, the more you start to like it. And then once you start liking it a lot, it's like, there is nothing that quenches my thirst like cold water. And has, like, Dr. Chris is different. He drinks at warm temp, like room temp. Yeah. I'm like, I cannot stand that. It has to be like practically on the verge of freezing over, and I'm A-okay. I'm
but
great.
You know what? It gets absorbed when it's more.
Better. It does.
And like you just said about teaching yourself to like water, you can teach yourself to like warm water.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
Well, and that's the thing too. I had a patient in this morning, and we were talking about just water intake, because he was saying how he's super dehydrated, and I was like, well, have you been drinking a lot of water? He was like, well, yeah, but I have to use that Mio, you know, I just can't stand water. It's like, he's like, I just
can't. Those little droppy things you put in.
And he's like, I just can't drink water. And I'm like, thinking to myself, you're powerful beyond, your current understanding of what you can and cannot do. And that's what we try to tell people. We want them to know the truth. We want people to have the confidence to be able to retain it for a lifetime. And even if it's just talking about good habits, forming good habits, I mean, that's where we start. We start with education and we always go back to it, but it's so important to understand how you can help yourself and continue that longevity throughout your lifetime and feel great while doing it.
I think what's concerns me is, again, people, we so much of a, and I'm guilty sometimes. I get in my pity pot sometimes and I say, you know, I stop it. I'm like, you know what? I give myself a kick of the butt. I said this last week on the show. We can change our thought process in literally the snap of a finger and we can turn things around. And we do have a choice. And that's what, you know, how many times have I had a patient come in to me saying, well, their medical doctor told them that that's just the way it is. I know Dr. Sean's heard it several times over the last few years, and that is so untrue. We're powerful beyond our knowledge, and that's what we're trying to get out to people is just how amazing we are.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was another patient that came in this morning just on while I'm on the topic, and we were just talking about how she's been feeling. Stress is usually pretty high, and she had mentioned how she was feeling super anxious over the last couple of days. Well, she had kind of gone off her realm of how she had been eating and how she was feeling kind of down on herself, and I just looked at her and I said, you know what, you're human. You're gonna make these, I don't even want to call them mistakes because they're just choices, but all you can do is learn from it, move on. And she's like, you know what, I usually get down on myself. I didn't this time because I know and I'm learning through you guys how to eat better and just how I feel ultimately, just mind, body, and soul, which I thought was pretty cool.
What people need to realize is when you start to get that stuff in check and you start to feed your body what your body needs to function well, and actually get the chiropractic adjustment to get the brain and the body functioning better, guess what? You're overall going to feel better. You're going to have more energy. These are things, you know, you're going to sleep better. This is not stuff that I'm just speaking. These aren't just words coming out of my mouth.
This is truth.
It's 100% truth. We see it happen all the time. And it's not like, you know, when I say this stuff, it doesn't mean that every single person gets the same exact result every single time in our office. These are just things that we see on a regular basis. People just overall start taking better care of themselves and they start to feel better. It's as simple as that. It's nothing crazy. It's no magic. It's nothing wild. So, you know, realize, you know, it doesn't matter how far down the rabbit hole you feel. It doesn't matter how many years you've had poor health for. It, like Dr. Chris just said, you can change your mindset, you can change your health instantaneously just by starting to make changes in your day-to-day activities and mind frame and everything.
And I will tell you, I tell you this because of what I've learned with my own body. My Dr. Sean introduced me to brain-based chiropractic 5 years ago. It is and has been a life changer for me and my health. The cranial adjustments that we're doing have been an unbelievable thing to me. And now that I've been doing it 5 years and I'm helping people with some serious emotional things that we're bringing out and we're helping people heal. We just had a young girl in today and she has some stuff buried. You know, she said she had an issue with a boyfriend and it caused her a lot of mental stress. And I said, and I was just doing a scan on her, and I came up as a problem, and she said, yeah, I buried that. And I said, well, you know what? That's what we do. We bury things because we don't want to deal with them. But when we're trying to heal, we got to get this stuff out, and our brain needs to express it to get rid of it. So I said, I had her concentrate on the problem, and we did a cranial adjustment. We're just seeing some awesome, awesome results, and it's easy stuff, and, you know, there's... We do it on little kids to adults, and it's nothing to be afraid of. But real quickly, a story before we break for next treating a Janie. Anyway, it was a patient we're treating who came in with a bad car accident situation, and anyway, she's been having some TMJ issues, and she came in today, and she was just I had her rattle off a bunch of positive stuff to Dr. Sean so he could get it down, but. She's eating better. She doesn't have sugar cravings. Her jaw is better. Her mental attitude has improved drastically. And she was in horrific pain following this car accident. But it's so positive and so great to see things like that happen to a person. And just literally, and the beautiful thing is, we keep talking about this every show. No drugs, no surgery. Just teaching the human body and human brain how to heal.
And she's a prime example of somebody that we're talking about where, yeah, she comes in with an auto accident, you know, which kind of spurred on her treatment. But she had things going on really before the accident, you know, diabetes, and, you know, poor sleep and over, you know, as a court, I mean, she's more overweight in the sense that she weighs more than she wants to weigh. It's not, you know, she's not, you know, big by any means. But, and as she, you know, has gotten her body back in alignment, as she's decreased the stressors on her body, she said she's been craving better foods. She's been losing weight. Her blood sugars are way more regulated than they've been in years past. She said she's getting out of bed easier in the morning and that her energy is way better. So it's, once again, like I said, this is not anything uncommon. We say it all the time. When you start to take care of yourself, the body is a very powerful thing. And you don't know until you start to take care of it. And once you do, it's nobody's going to have to force you to do it. Once you feel, you know, the way that your body was designed to, it's infectious. It makes you want to keep going. So that being said, if anybody has any issues like this, family members, friends, anybody that sounds like, you know, they could use this kind of help, our number is 698-5800, area code 217, readfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com. Please contact us.
Yeah, and give us a call this afternoon, too, 753-1240. This is Take Back Your Health with Reed Family Wellness.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Dancing.
Give us a call this afternoon, Dr. Chris, Dr. Shay, Dr. Sean, all ready to answer your questions with Reed Family Wellness on Take Back Your Health, Ask the Expert.
Yes, we are here, and we are just discussing over our last break, just in the past couple weeks, how we've actually had a couple of our clients bring in their little puppy dogs, and we've been treating their dogs.
Really?
Yeah, one of them had back issues, another one just had, he's a 17-year-old little dog that just has some hip, some leg troubles, and so we've used our Arthrostim, which is kind of what we've used as like our hands-off technique to adjust the dogs, or a little bit different adjusting than humans are. But again, they can be adjusted. Just
they have spines, they have extremities.
And they do.
Yeah, they need help.
And we do. I mean, there's a lot you can do on animals, and we do hands-on stuff as well. We work on it pretty diligently. The animals aren't something that we see a crazy amount of in our practice, but we're fully capable. And it's one of those things a lot of people have no idea that chiropractors even see.
Yeah, did not know that.
Animals.
How cool is that?
It is. They can, chiropractors, I've never worked on one personally, but I've known chiropractors to adjust things as big as horses.
Horses, wow. Yeah.
So
I think it's a popular thing amongst racehorsing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dr. Chris and I went to a seminar definitely a couple years back now for animal chiropractic, and it was just very interesting to me. I love animals. I thought I wanted to work with animals when I was a child, and to know that I could potentially go to school, get a degree, and then you'd work alongside with vets. But you can work on, like Dr. Sean was saying, horses are huge, but even just anything small like your pets at home, dogs, cats.
And again, be able to help them. Mm-hmm. Again, the good thing about our office, never drugs, never surgery, but animals do respond really well. And a matter of fact, the client took her little doggy home that night and said he had a great night's sleep, better than he has in a long time.
Yeah, and she said he also that she had taken him to the vet as well. And after his adjustment the other night, he went home and was bouncing around the house. And the vet told her to not allow him to do that, which makes sense. You know, you get an adjustment, you're going to feel better. You still want to kind of stay chilled out. And then the alternative, kind of like in the same realm as humans, I've got a little dog at home. And when he hurt his back for the first time, I didn't know, you know, what was going on
right with
him. We take him to the vet. The vet, she prescribed, what she prescribed? She prescribed painkillers and anti-inflammatories and said he should be kenneled for 10 days. I gave him, you know, painkillers for 2 days just to take the edge off. I adjusted him, and within 3 days, he was totally fine.
He's
I'm like, number one, I'm not going to give him the anti-inflammatories. Number two, I'm not going to put him in a kennel for 10 days. And that's the same thing. Like, we're not going to, you know, you come in our office with, you know, back problem. Guess what we're going to tell you to do? Move. We're not going to say go sit on a couch for a week, you know, because it's the worst thing you could do.
That's such old school thinking. They used to think, you need to go and have bed rest for the next 5 or 6 days. And now they've determined a long time ago that is the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. So same thing for your animals. So if anybody out there has animals and you don't want to be drugging them because they're hurting, animals respond pretty darn quick from what I've seen. And
the great thing is that was a 17-year-old
17.
Puppy.
Yeah.
Not a puppy, but you know,
not really
small dog. Like not a puppy, but
he had a lot
I think of all small dogs as puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got a great story about sinus. Since this is the time of sinus, you know, again, people get sinus infections. Had a woman coming in recently. She said, well, I'm trying to avoid I'm trying to avoid an antibiotic. I said, well, what are your symptoms like? Well, I'm getting that green stuff. I said, that's okay. You know, that doesn't mean you have to run to an antibiotic. I said, but the best thing you can do, reduce sugar, dairy, and grain, which is really hard today and tomorrow because, man, Thanksgiving dinner, lots of sugar, dairy, and grain in that dinner. But cutting down on sugar, dairy, and grain and increasing water will really help you get through these colds and sinus infections more quickly. Again, we have a product we've talked about in the past that we use in our office for immune boosting that helps a ton. Natural product, again. Very safe and very, very works very well at boosting your immune system, help you through times like this. But getting back to the sinus infections, I've had some miraculous helping people with sinus histories and long sinus problems. But I've told this story in the past about the woman who had severe sinus, who was literally waking up every half hour to fill her nose with neosinephrine so that she could breathe. And she had done this for like 11 years. And I said, hey, I've got this cleanse we do in our office, what's called a candida cleanse. Try it out. She did it. Okay, think about this. 11 years of sinus infections to the point that she's using neosinephrine all night long to try and get some rest and then just miserable. One cleanse, 2-week process, she can sleep through the night. It's been 11 years. She's sleeping.
I'd rather have 2 weeks and 11 years any day.
Oh, my God. So after 2 weeks, she's sleeping through the night. I said, well, here's the deal. These cleanses are 2 weeks long. I said, but because of your history, I would recommend doing a couple more cleanses back to back. And she did, and she followed my advice. And she is, I see her now periodically. She comes over from another city to still see us and get treated by us. But she comes in, and I ask her periodically, hey, how are your sinuses doing? And she'll look at me, and she says, great. And that just amazes me because this, you know, what would she do? 11 years of antibiotic use, 2 and 3 and 4 times a winter, and now her sinuses are awesome. And it's just such a beautiful thing to see and experience.
And it goes back to how big of a deal is your digestive tract.
Oh, Lord.
To health.
Yeah.
Everything. Everything.
Well, we could do 10 shows in a row on digestive tract. Mm-hmm. But again, and go ahead and finish that thought.
Well, no,
process.
I mean, there's not really as much of a thought as I've got a kid who just, well, he's a young man that just came in today. He's in town from Texas. His dad referred him in. Just, he's never had chiropractic care. His dad started coming in within the last month, you know, doing phenomenally. He's like, I got to get my son in here. He's coming in with, you know, what people think of for the standard chiropractic thing, you know, back and, you know, upper back and neck. But as we say on, you know, and let you, the listener, know, we don't just look at that stuff. We go deep into the history on what you got going on. History of, you know, previous health history and surgeries and accidents and vitamins and meds and all that stuff. Long story short, you know, I get this kid talking to him. He's not really on vitamins, takes some multivitamins, but was looking for, you know, some insight into that stuff. Ended up getting on some, you know, really good products. He's 25. He's already starting to have digestive issues, moving his bowels once a day, maybe every other day, a lot more gas than he's ever had before in the last 2 years. So, you know, I try to, you know, tune him into how much his stress is playing a role in that. But on top of, you know, yeah, getting rid of the stress is a big deal, but, you know, are you supplementing? Are you having a good diet? I mean, these are huge things that affect the digestive tract, that affect the immune system, that affect the energy and the sleep, and that, you know, the list goes on and on. So the cool thing is I'm going to get my hands on this kid 3 times before he takes off, teach him some pretty cool things. He just got over $100 worth of supplements today. Just, you know, the standards, you know, some pretty standard stuff that's going to get his health, which isn't terrible. Like I say, he's 25, he's in shape, but it's going to take him to that next notch that had he not come in, he doesn't even know about. So it's awesome. We love helping people, obviously, and we love helping people that have never had this because they don't even know. You know, the sky's the limit for your health. You just have to be guided in the right direction.
And one thing you will train him is, again, find a good chiropractor when he gets back to Texas and get adjusted, because, again, that brain aspect and balancing that brain is absolutely huge. What's our number, Dr. Shea?
Yeah, you guys can give us a call. Our number is 217-698-5800. We're at reedfamilywellness.com. That's R-E-I-D, familywellness.com.
And if you have a question this afternoon, 753-1240.
You're listening to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX. Welcome back to Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM, WTAX.
Give us a jingle this afternoon. Dr. Chris, Dr. Shea, Dr. Sean, all in studio, ready to take your calls on Ask the Expert. Take back your health.
We're back. Hey, Dr. Sean was talking about the whole digestive thing, which I said we could spend 10 shows talking about digestion. But on that topic, I was doing a seminar this past weekend, and one of the things we talked about was Alzheimer's. Spent about 3 hours on Alzheimer's. And I just got to thinking, I've been to so many seminars over all these years, a ton of nutrition seminars. What I've noticed, and again, I think about this and I analyze this stuff all the time, all these diseases, doesn't matter really what it is. In this case, it was Alzheimer's, dementia, anything like that. But it doesn't matter what the disease is. I'm able to trace back all these problems largely to stress and diet. And invariably, the answer is decrease inflammation. I know the medical people in the past 5 or 6 years have been real big on inflammation. I've been hearing about it through chiropractic for the last 20 years. The inflammation and where does the inflammation stem from? Well, a lot of it stems from poor diets and poor digestive tracts. And there are so many people in our society, in our world, who are on proton pump inhibitors, acid blockers, things that help with GERD. But again, that's when you begin to understand digestion, and you will understand why you don't want to be on those drugs. Not only that, but these drugs are now, you know, now the drug companies are admitting that they're having bad problems. Like three of the things from PPIs or proton pump inhibitors, the Nexiums and the Prilosex and the Prevacids and Omeprazoles and all those things, is that they lead to osteoporosis. Another side effect is heart disease, and another side effect is dementia. And when you begin to understand digestion, you can, you know, start to put two and two together. But getting back to the Alzheimer's, the other thing that amazed me is this. They put out a list of nutritional things that would help Alzheimer's. I'm just going to rattle off a bunch of them real quickly. Ginkgo biloba, vitamin E, vitamin C, acetyl L-carnitine, N-acetylcysteine. We've got vitamin B12, vitamin B6, SAMe, CoQ10, phosphatidylserine, carnosine. I mean, the list is amazing. I'm thinking to myself, now this is just a list for Alzheimer's. You've got 15 to 20 things here, and this is just Alzheimer's. So what I try to tell people is this: keep things simple. Get on some basic nutritional support. Clean up your diet. Increase water, get your spine and your cranium adjusted and worked on, and I tell you, you're going to drastically improve your health and try to ward off so many of these problems that are big problems and so many people are afraid of.
Since we're on the subject of digestion at the moment, and I'd said something about this like 3 episodes ago, we always come in with some notes on things that we're going to talk about. I had a patient ask me, gosh, probably 6 weeks ago anyhow, about prebiotics versus probiotics and the difference. And honestly, I had to research it because, I know I take probiotics. I know what the purpose of those is. But prebiotics, I was not aware of, you know, much of anything about them. But obviously, for any of you guys have heard about probiotics, those are, you know, the good gut bacteria that kind of keep our gut balanced so that we can digest food properly and, you know, be as healthy as possible. Probiotics are something we take regularly, but the prebiotics, I was not aware of what those were. But after doing some research, the prebiotics are, they're essentially like the food that helps fuel the good bacteria to grow. But you can get it dietarily. You can get it through foods such as bananas, asparagus, onions, garlic, artichokes, and things of that sort. And once again, it's the fuel for the bacteria. But what I also read, and because this person had heard that if you're not taking prebiotics, the probiotics are worthless. And I've never, you know, Dr. Chris has been doing nutrition research for 30 years. I'm like, I've never heard that. And sure enough, I don't think that that's the case after what I read online.
Don't need a prebiotic supplement.
No.
Saying just getting a good diet.
Good which nutrition.
Right. Yeah. And they even said that the unhealthy bacteria, so, you know, because once again, the gut's made up of good and bad, but the bad bacteria also thrive with prebiotic style things. So, you know, that they eat the same food that the bacteria that's good for you eats. So a lot, so what it was saying online is a lot of times if you get to taking these prebiotic supplements and your gut bacteria is already out of whack, that it can actually keep it going in that direction, you know, down the wrong path. So essentially what I'm getting out of this is that if you're taking a good probiotic supplement and eating a fairly
decent diet,
well-balanced diet, that you're good to go, and that prebiotics have, you know, no, they're not going to hinder your body's ability to get better and your gut bacteria to get back in healthy balance. So
yeah, and we're getting back to that gut bacteria and just the gut in general, and people need to realize that people haven't heard of the brain gut connection. That is a very, very powerful thing that literally controls the health of our whole body. Our gut is fueled by the stress levels of our brain, and when that stress gets out of balance, which is a huge problem in society, imbalanced brains because of stress. And when that stress and when that brain gets out of balance, the gut's going to follow. The body follows the brain. The brain controls everything. And when people get to, and when we take time to explain this to everybody who comes in our office about the brain, what we call the brain-body diagram, and the gut follows the brain. When the brain functions better and is more balanced, the gut's going to get healthier. Such a big deal because, again, that gut is responsible for breaking down our foods and feeding every cell that makes up your body. So the digestion, good digestion, is absolutely crucial. If you're on an antacid or you take Tums, you don't have good digestion and you need help. Call us, please. We're here to help you. We want you to be as healthy as we are. We want you to feel great. And you can. It is a choice, though.
And what we've been, I think it was in the last episode, we notified for the rest of the year, the rest of November and December, we're actually doing a deal in our office that's an $80 first visit, which includes history consultation, examination, x-rays. For anybody that is listening to the show and is referred to our office through the show, is, you know, brings up this deal. So, and why are we doing that? You know, we want to get people in. We want to get people healthy. It's the end of the year. We want people to start the new year on the right track. So that's a deal that we're doing through December. And what we're also doing through December and the beginning of January is we're going to do a deal for our weight loss program as well, where it's going to be 20% off of the total weight loss program price. And for anybody who's listened to this before, you'll know that every weight loss program that we do is a little bit different depending on how much the person's wanting to lose. So that's going to affect the price. But the 20% deal is to, like I said, incentivize people to get in and want to take their health back. Take, you know, if they've got weight issues and are wanting to be healthier, well, we do that in our office as well. You know, the new year's right around the corner, and we know how a lot of times people are, you know, setting up the goals and trying to start off the year on the right foot. And if that's the case, you know, like you said, we see this stuff all the time. We have great success with it. If you know anybody that's looking for that, tell them to jump on board now before the new year rolls around so that they can be, you know, in the system, get the deal, and get 2019 started off on the right foot.
Yeah. So the big thing is for the, you know, the story. And the story that all these diseases that people are concerned about, worried about, doesn't matter what it is. You know, I just mentioned Alzheimer's today or dementia. Those are two big ones, especially as the general population of the baby boomers is aging. Everybody's trying, you know, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Again, basic stuff. Good basic supplementation. Walk. Walk is plenty for exercise. Drink water. Get adjusted. Get, you know, your cranium and spine adjusted. Pray or meditate. I'm a big fan, a huge fan of that. I think it's a big deal. And, you know, I use this in my practice all the time, and I mean this sincerely. Our Creator wants us to be healthy. Okay, that's the bottom line. Don't think anything differently. We are designed to be healthy. Anything that we've done, to an extent, we've done to ourselves by our choices, but we can also turn around, boom, lickety split, and you can start to feel better just by making better choices.
Yeah, choices are, again, it's your choice. So with that, we're going to end today with just us all being very thankful for being able to talk to you guys, educate you, and really just give our own stories. We love sharing them with you. We love to hear them from you. So from all of us at Reed Family Wellness, please have a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy yourself. Don't overindulge, but enjoy yourself to an extent, and we'll be back next week.
Yeah, how do we get a hold of you guys?
Give us a call, 217-698-5800. We're located at 2920 Chatham Road in Springfield, Illinois.
All right. Well, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. I know it's very exciting because you have the brand new one.
Oh, yes.
With Christmas baby's coming up. That's going to be very
baby's
exciting.
First Christmas.
Yeah.
A lot of new experiences coming our way. So it's
and Dr. Shay and Dr. Chris, you said you hadn't seen the baby for
a couple days.
No, a couple days. Yeah, it's way too long.
We're due for a fix.
We got to see her.
Good to see you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Joey.
This has been Ask the Expert with Reed Family Wellness, Springfield's premier wellness consultants and chiropractors on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX. For more information on Reed Family Wellness, call 217-698-5800 or visit reedfamilywellness.com. And join us again next week for more Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 93.5 FM WTAX.
Reed Family Wellness. The best of health to you.
Call Reed Family Wellness at 698-5800.